and we are located.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I don't preach this message as if I'm some guru and I've never been challenged in my life. All of us have been challenged, and it's our responsibility that when one is down, others lift up. Right. If lift up with what? Truth. Right. And so truth says, come out and be separate. Come out with a living and active faith that challenges our outward movements. Glory to God.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Obedience, an Act of Faith. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19.
The thing is that we think because we say we love, we okay. But do you obey? I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. All right. Okay, what is the thing? The thing now. That thing. When he says stop, you say I ain't gonna stop. But I love you, Jesus, more. See, the authentic faith requires a demonstration. And one of the greatest laws that is toughest for us is submission. We can say, I love you, 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 but it's demonstrated in how we move. If you judge my love, can you be judged by the same measure? Well, you would judge my love for you by the way I preach every week. If I say I ain't coming this week, and then next week I ain't coming, and then next week, I ain't coming. And I said, but I love you. How long would you say that he really loves us before you say that man don't love us? Listen to me. God watched. God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He put a pillar of fire between the Egyptian army as they were pursuing at the end of their caravan, and to stop the Egyptian army from overtaking them. And they're blocked by the Red Sea. So it cast darkness on the Egyptian and gave luminosity to them as they traveled through the Red Sea. Then he put a cloud over the sea, and he opened up a path, and through his nostrils he breathed and opened up, so they didn't even have to step on muddy land. It was on dry land as they walked through, and they came up on the other side. And then Moses' sisters took a tambourine and started dancing and singing a song about how great God is. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. And he brought them through. And after 3 days of hard weather, they were ready to turn around and go back to Egypt. Not 3 years. After 3 days, they came to a place and wanted something to drink, but the waters were bitter. And when they had to drink bitter waters, they started cursing Moses and God after 3 days. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't really lock your obedience in, you'll be surprised what you'll do 3 days from now. You've got to determine in your soul that I love you more than anything, God. And I need you in my life. I don't trust myself. If I trust myself, I'll never make it. I think it was the word that said, put no confidence in your flesh.
Glory to God. Well, I'll preach anyway. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we need authentic faith, right? We need a demonstration of our beliefs. And that demonstration needs to come. It needs to stem from trust and the love that we have for our God. God doesn't want us to do what he wants us to do because we're afraid. Fear should not drive us. Faith should drive us. And the reverse of faith is fear. Nobody should be serving the Lord. And I had to determine within myself, because I came from ministry that taught if you don't worship God, you're going to hell. You're going to burn in hell. And I used to hear that a lot. And a lot of times fear drove us to obey God or to stay away from things. Glory to God. To stay away from a club or stay away from the wrong company. Because I don't, wherever you die, that's where your portion, you will be appointed your portion. Those kind of things, man, when you preach that to children, man, they like walk around like, I really believe that, you know. I had a friend, he had curly hair, man. And when we were in high school, if a lady said, you got curly hair, and tried to touch it, he's running like Joseph. Literally like this. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I believe we were traumatized by our teaching. He didn't sin if somebody said, he got curly hair, but he feel, oh, touch not the under. He was really that serious about his walk. Like literally. But it was fear. I was a teenager, man. Nick and I said, man, bump all of this stuff, man. So we went to Fort Pierce. We went to Fort Pierce and went to the beach. And Nick had a cask on. I think he broke his arm or his leg. Was it your leg or arm? Where is he? Here we go again. Anyway, Nick had a cast. So, you know, we were taught to stay away from the young ladies. But anyway, he was all out in the water. All out in the water with his cast out of the water. I was on the beach. I said, Nick, you know, time to go home. Wait, hold up, fella. He said, hold up, fella. I said, it's time to go home. Anyway, so we go to a movie theater, right? We're not supposed to go to the movies either. I didn't see a movie when I was a teenager, so. Anyway, Nick and I snuck to the movie theater, defying our teaching. Anyway, we go to the movie theater, we watch Firefox with Clint Eastwood. And I didn't know special effects, so I was a big 17-year-old, right? So when the movie was like really playing and the sound, and you saw Firefox flying and all of that stuff, I was making sounds like a little kid. Oh my! I was like that loud, and I didn't know you're supposed to be quiet in a movie. I was green, man, and Nick and I was having the best time. Oh my God! Everybody, shh! It's like what? I didn't know. I didn't know. And I was very animated when I get excited when I was a teenager. Whoa! I would make sound. Whoa! If you brought me a cake, wow, that's nice! But anyway, when we get out of the movie theater, Nick and I are going back, and I lock my keys in the car. So I grab my head, you see me doing this. I say, God is punishing us, man. He said, shut up. I said, I knew we shouldn't do it. I shouldn't have allowed you to talk me into it, man. Serious, this is a true story. He said, shut up, man. So he went and got a clothes hanger. He found somebody. You got a clothes hanger? And he worked it, man. And then he came back to the car and he popped the lock. He said, see the devil in the devil? I was so afraid about my religion like I did. I was like, he's going to strike. I was living that way. Very sincere, but it was fear that was pulling me. I realized to be the man I am today, I had to have a transfusion. He had to strip me of all of that so I wouldn't be putting that on you. Making you think that you know, you're going to hell if you blink. I can't preach that. I can't do it. It's not even biblical. If you deny Jesus, you're going to hell. He's the only remedy. He's the only boat that's floating. But he's not sending you to hell because you went to the movies. Come on, Merton. That's why when I became a man, I became angry, because now I'm reading the scriptures and I'm like, I have an understanding. What are we teaching here? I got angry, you know, so then God is still working on that, because I spent years believing it until he opened my eyes. That's why I'm trying to tell you, God is trying to open your eyes. He instructed me to read Revelations and then go to Genesis. And when I was reading it backwards, when I got to Romans, he just opened up the scripture. And I realized that I need to teach differently. Oh my God. I'm not cutting down people. I'm just simply saying you don't have to wear dresses and no pants or you're going to hell. It's just not true. Your tattoo's not going to keep you from heaven. You can't tell me that, man. And so you can't, you know, where you cut your hair or, you know, going to the movies is not coming out from among them and being ye separate. It's just too far. And for those of you that love the grace message, you can go too far with that. There's no consequence for what you do. No, you got to balance this stuff out, man. Just be obedient to God. Can we get an amen on that? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when it's difficult, be obedient. I believe, glory to God, that many religious traditions see obedience as, and please write this down, a necessary outward expression. Many religions around the world, their traditions actually emphasize, they see obedience as a necessary outward expression of an inward faith. So obedience is a necessary outward expression of an inward faith or an inner faith. That faith should be active and alive, not dead. And if the faith in you is active and alive, it will produce what? Obedience. Even when it's difficult. I've been pastoring a long time, man, and I'm saying I understand difficulty. I don't preach this message as if I'm some guru and I've never been challenged in my life. All of us have been challenged, and it's our responsibility that when one is down, others lift up. Right. If lift up with what? Truth. Right. And so truth says, come out and be separate. Come out with a living and active faith that challenges our outward movements. Glory to God. So let's look at some faith connections. I said in the early service that faith is connected with healing and obedience. Obedience, faith, and healing are connected with each other. I believe God wants us to be able to experience physical restoration, and it's tied to obedience. Sometimes it's tied to obedience of what a doctor says. Can the church say amen? I found out, I'm doing research on blood, and so for some reason I'm attracted to that, and I'm doing a deeper research on blood, and I found out that many African Americans have a decrease in their white blood cell count as you get older. Let me say it again. This is something that's happening in the African American culture. And you want to say all of us is the same? All of us are not. There are things that happen in your DNA with previous generations that as you get older, your white blood cell count naturally goes down. And one of the things that the white blood cell count does is keep your immune system healthy. And so you may say, well, it's not important. It is, because if you have a healthy immune system, which your white blood cell will make sure you have a healthy, markers or diseases that come through like cancer can't linger if you have a healthy immune system. But if your immune system is weakened through sugar and other stuff and worry, because overly stressing over things, overly being like stressful stuff, it weakens the immune system. Your white blood cell count goes down, and here comes a marker. Well, it should be stopped at the vestibule, but it moves past the vestibule and is able to linger. If it lasts for a year lingering, it may produce a cancer germ. So what I'm trying to do is go to the cellular so it will make me a better teacher. I wanted to be a doctor anyway. God says, well, I'm giving you the information and use it in your ministry since you wanted to be. You don't have to go through all of the halls of academia, but the information is out there. So I want you to grab it. I want you to snatch the information and bring it to my people so they'll understand why I'm telling them that the blood is important. And you weaken your blood when you worry. Oh, my God. So we got to build it. We got to stop the worry. We got to stop and get the mind renewed so we don't worry. And thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is centrally stayed on thee. And if your mind is not on the word, it will worry and wonder. But here's the enemy. He wants it to do that because he's trying to send a marker. But I curse the devil in the name of Jesus. I see your plan. I see your claw. And we're going to stop the worry so the immune system will stay healthy and the white blood cell count can increase. So I wanted to know, how can you rebuild a white blood cell count? And I got into a chat room with doctors. They said it can't happen. That once it is diminished, as you get older, you can't build it. I went deeper. If you drink more water and get some vitamin C and some vitamin D and stop worrying, your white blood cell count can rebound. But don't tell me, doc, I can't build it. You're trying to say I have to, with your knowledge, I have to be open to a cancer germ? After 65 and 70, I have to be open to a, or can I build up my immune system? Watch, this is going to mess you up. The older you get, the less sugar you need in your body. Because all it tastes, you like the taste, but what it is designed to do, it's to weaken immune. Ah, help me, Jesus. So we can't be slave to taste the older we get. And that's why God wants us to start walking in obedience, even the obedience of a physician or somebody that's been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. Tell you something else that helps to boost your white blood cell count is water. Just drinking water. The body loves it. The body loves it. Even the bowel loves it. The last place your body, when you don't drink, pulls moisture from is your intestines. That's why constipation is bad. And if you don't get enough water from the word, you'll be spiritually constipated. That's why I'm trying to push some stuff out of you. Oh, my God. You better flush. Y'all really want it? Tell me to preach. Come on. Yeah, I got to go deeper with it. So that's what I'm doing in my private time, is I'm expanding my knowledge so I can help the people. And I'm telling you, man, just like the body of Christ has many members, your body has members in every system. God designed it. And I can look at my body and see how the church should work. There shouldn't be no enemies in my body. My toe isn't fighting against my neck. That's right. My mouth isn't fighting against my brain. What I think comes out of my mouth, so I gotta watch how I think so I can get my mouth right. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. And you'll do the same thing if you're part of the church, the body of Christ. Faith has connections. I believe healing in the context of faith is not a reward. See, people want healing to be a reward. No, it's in line with obedience. It's just a natural byproduct of obedience. Out of the book of Exodus, if you do what I'm asking you to do, after he gives them, after they complain about the bitter waters, God told Moses to take a board, basically, or a piece of wood, and throw it into the waters, and he turned it from bitter to sweet waters. Good God from Zion. Oh, my God. And it was obedience. How does a piece of wood turn water around? It's impossible. It doesn't make sense. And for those of you that are trying to see if God makes sense or his system makes sense, you're going to miss him. His ways are not like our ways. His thoughts, if you can think it, it may not be God. If you can come up with a concept, it may not be God. The way you find out if it's God or not is to read his word sense. And then you look at the word. Look at the word and stop comparing natural things to natural things. You must compare spiritual things to spiritual things, because it may look real in the natural, but it will be totally off in the spirit. Glory to God. The Bible says a natural man cannot receive the things of God. So why would I expect somebody that's natural to function in the spirit? Why would I even get frustrated? You're natural. I can tell by the way you talk, you're natural. Amen. Glory to God. I hear a lady saying, well, the Lord told me to walk away from church and go in the wilderness and just and put up a teepee. I say, God told you no such thing. How do you know? I got enough word in me to tell me you off. It's not an arrogant statement. It's not an arrogant statement. The Lord told me that I was a leopard and he's going to give me wings to fly and I'm going to be flying from this place as a leopard. I said, God told you no such things. The leopard has dominion in the earth. The hawk has dominion in the sky, and the raptor is greater in his dominion. The leopard's strength would mean nothing in the sky. He's too heavy for that. His dominion is in the earth. He's a master in his own dominion. You take him out of it, he will get ripped to shreds. Like some of you that want to sin, but you haven't been equipped to sin. You will get attacked at the level that you are sin. That's why God put me here. Make sure you equip before you go up there. You may want it, but you're not ready for it. A raptor can kill you if you're in the wrong dimension. What kind of falcon is it? Peregrine falcon that goes 200 miles an hour. Peregrine falcon. Even the stealth fighters look like it when they're, if you check it out, man, the way the thing descends at 200 miles an hour, the thing can see you a mile away, see you clearly, can see a fly a mile away, and it descends, it goes up high, and then it dives to kill its enemy. If you up there with your leopard look and your wings, it can rip you to shreds. It don't hit you just once. It just comes through, cut, then goes back up, come through again, cut, and then goes back up, come through again, cut. After a while, you become clumsy and you fall to your death. So stay on the ground. And God will bless you on the ground, leopard. No, I got a leopard spirit. No, you ain't. Get. Don't bring no leopard spirit up in here. We're eagles. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. We are lambs. We are sheep. Let God name you. Stop naming yourself. See, I got my spirit. My spirit is a leopard. No, that's the spirit of the devil. You better have the spirit of Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost. Well, they ain't gonna like me after that, but I'm preaching. See, what is he talking about? This is what I'm trying to tell you, and you're going to see knowledge increase. If you're just going after knowledge, you're going to find that. I'm talking about very intellectual people are rising up. You got to get for truth. Get the truth. Get the truth. I told the early church, man, I met a man in Carolina. This dude was the most profound that I've ever seen. He made glory walk. It inspired me to go deeper in the word when I went to his conference. And something happened in his personal life and he walked away from ministry. He was the most profound that I've ever heard in my life. He was a pilot too. But just a wonderful guy, man. In terms of the word knowledge, I've never seen anybody the way he moved, even transformed. Outside of the pulpit, he would be sitting like this here, man. You know, just kind of sitting and no salt and pepper hair. But once he grabbed a microphone and started talking, it's like, my God, who is this man? And just transform with the revelation knowledge that flows. He said when he was a child, he had a speech impediment. I said, what? Just enunciate everything. But wasn't fortified. Something happened to him, man. He just walked away from it all. The multi-million dollar man walking in the earth. He was working for Dillard's selling suits, and he was so good at it, man. Corporate office brought him up. They said, you don't need to be on the floor. Man, walked away. Don't tell me you're ready for the next level. You better be obedient. That's what really prepares us for the next level.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Obedience, an Act of Faith, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. Take the next step in your faith. The discipleship course will help you grow stronger, go deeper, and get rooted in Christ. Classes start Monday, September 15th. Sign up today. Use the TR app, website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. Attention, new believers. Registration is now open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer.
Stay in the loop with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag of prayers, and event information sent directly to your phone. Don't miss a moment. Stay connected with all that's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.